page 34. On December 29, 1919, the Athenaeum was the site of the conference of leading Romanians who voted to ratify the unification of Bessarabia, Transylvania, and Bukovina with the Romanian Old Kingdom to constitute Great Romania. Extensive reconstruction and restoration work has been conducted in 1992 by a Romanian construction company and restoration painter,
Silviu Petrescu,
saving the building from collapse. The €9 million required were contributed in equal shares by the government and the Council of Europe Development Bank. The overall style is neoclassical, with some more romantic touches. In front of the building there is a small park and a statue of Romanian poet
Mihai Eminescu.
Inside, the ground floor hosts an ornate conference hall as large as the auditorium above. The auditorium seats 600 in the stalls and another 52 in loge seating. A 75 sqm long and 3 meter wide fresco by
Costin Petrescu
decorates the inside of the circular wall of the concert hall. Painted using the al fresco technique, the piece depicts the most important moments of Romanian history, starting with the conquest of Dacia by Roman Emperor Trajan and ending with the realization of Greater Romania in 1918. Recognized as a symbol of Romanian culture, the building has been inscribed in 2007 on the list of the label of European Heritage Sites. Built to be a palace of arts and sciences, the building is the place where exhibitions, concerts and conferences are organized in a lavish environment. The palace was the host of a Pinacoteca, the state Pinacoteca. Its patrimony was donated to the National Museum of Art of Romania, a library and sometimes film screenings. The image of the building, the Neo-Greek portico, located under the Ionic pediment, and the beautifully decorated dome, was for a long time the emblem of Bucharest. The building has a total height of 41 meters and is built in neoclassical style, with elements of decoration typical of the French architecture of the turn of the century. The facade of the building is facing west and contains a peristyle of 6 Ionic columns, which give the building the appearance of an ancient Greek temple. The columns support a triangular pediment and are based on a platform consisting of 8 steps. The peristyle wall, above the entrance doors to the palace, presents 5 medallions in the mosaic, representing
Alexandru cel Bun, Neagoe Basarab, Vasile Lupul, Matei Basarab,
and King Carol I. Inside the palace there are exhibition halls, cinemas, a library, a bookstore, about 10,000, a large conference or concert hall and the State Art Gallery. Silviu Petrescu, Mihai Eminescu, Costin Petrescu, Alexandru cel Bun, Nigo Basarab, Vasile Lupul, Matei Basarab.